Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome, Dan Bach here with you. Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast on a Tuesday. We've got MLB, we've got hoops. We are here to break it down for you here on this Tuesday. Hope things are going well in your world. I want to thank Fantasy Draft, of course, continuing to be a wonderful sponsor here on our site. Certainly hope you check them out. A lot of fun games over there at Fantasy Draft, and I think it's a great alternative from the bigger sites out there in terms of the way that they have their lineup construction. PGA, of course, locks on Thursday. I love their PGA product. And with baseball, again, a lot of flexibility. If you want to play a bunch of first basemen, you want to play a bunch of outfielders, you can do it over there on Fantasy Draft. I hope you check them out and support the sponsors. You enjoy this podcast. That's how you pay it forward. And check them out if you haven't done so already. Decent night last night. It was funny because I was on the DeGrom fade train last night, and that obviously came back to bite me a little bit, and it definitely came back to bite me when a lot of your hitters do well. CJ Crone, Adam Duvall, all with really nice games last night. Just couldn't put it all together because I faded DeGrom, which seemed kind of good at first because, you know, he gave up a home run to Bryce Harper, who I had in a bunch of lineups, to do the ultimate leverage play, but then he kind of struck out everybody else after that. So tonight, a new night, we're going to try and attack it a little bit differently. More games for us to choose from. Hopefully no postponements because of holes in roofs. So let's get into it. Let's start with baseball. We will talk a little bit of hoops as well today on the podcast. So if you're into that, we'll just kind of give you a quick rundown of the three games and some guys that you might want to look at for your lineups today. All right, let's start with the pitching today in baseball. And I think it's pretty easy for me. And I have a hard time not playing Corey Kluber if I'm on a single pitcher site today. And if I'm on a two pitcher site, I think he's got to be one of your two pitchers going against the Minnesota Twins here. Super cold temperatures at 40 degrees up there in Minnesota. That's definitely advantageous to the pitchers. And he's been stellar so far this season. Certainly that last start versus Detroit, gave up two hits, struck out 13 in eight innings. That goes for 73 FanDuel points if you're counting at home. And I'm not really scared of this Minnesota lineup. I mean, the one guy who's hit him well is Joe Mauer, and I'm going to leave the Joe Mauer debate for Big T and Dean. But I think that Corey Kluber is hands down the guy for me today because I think there's going to be enough value in this larger slate to kind of get solid bats out there. And there is definitely some guys that we can use on the multiple pitcher sites to still be able to get big bats, like a more affordable starting pitching. It's not like there's a couple of, you know, Clayton Kershaws and Sales and mega studs out there that we need to get into our lineups. But he's the guy that I prefer clearly against Minnesota, and I think it's an easy call today. An implied run total today of just over three for the Twins, minus 192 road favorite for Kluber. That's a big number. I'm all in on him today. Now, the question is, where do we go with that second starting pitcher spot? Yes, we've got Ohtani, and this guy has been absolutely incredible so far this season. I mean, you look at the numbers for Ohtani, and I hate to use the term breathtaking, but they're pretty breathtaking. You've got a 40% K rate, under 5% walk rate, and he's just dominating batters. My concern is, not even concern, but I just don't think that's going to continue here. I mean, that's not sustainable, and you know, this is not an easy lineup for him to handle here. Now, admittedly, we got Boston going across the country, moving to the West Coast. Will jet lag play a factor? I sometimes worry about it in the first game of a series for a team going east to west, so I think it could be something to consider here. But I don't know if that's a reason to like just be loading up on Ohtani today, just at this price tag. I mean, you look at the competition that he's faced so far this season. He's faced Oakland in both starts. Now, Oakland's not a bad team. I mean, hitting the baseball, they're pretty darn good, to be honest with you. This Boston team kind of woke up a little bit at the plate this past series here against the New York Yankees. And there's actually a handful of bats that I really like. There's one in particular that I'm going to call for a home run tonight. So I don't think I'm going to be on Ohtani today. I think he takes a little bit of a step back here in a game that's going to get a ton of attention. Weather out there is fine, 65 degrees, you know, perfect. But you got to draw a line somewhere. And for me, Kluber is hands down the better option. And I got to save at pitching. And I think there's other guys that can, you know, are in just as good a matchup or better matchups, obviously at a much lesser salary. So I'll probably be off Ohtani today, certainly in my cash games. But the guys that people are going to talk about, Alex Wood against the Padres. We saw Ryu again yesterday with like 8 strikeouts, which is kind of unusual for him. Your concern with Wood, of course, is the fact that you just don't know how deep in the game that he is going to go. But the Dodgers installed as big favorites again, minus 190 on the road. And Wood's been pretty freaking good. I mean, he started off red hot last season, then hit a wall. That last start versus Oakland didn't really go as planned. Only 3 innings and gave up 7 hits. But the 2 starts before then were just fine against Arizona and San Francisco. So San Diego, they struggle versus lefties. That lineup leaves a lot to be desired. If he can get around Hunter Renfroe, Christian Villanueva, he should be okay today. And the thing that you got to like about him is this price tag. You know, on FanDuel, he's $8,400. On DraftKings, he's $8,200. I mean, some people will make the argument to play him on FanDuel. I'm still going to play Kluber. You can always find kind of 2K crappers on FanDuel to make things work. And I still think the K upside is just so much greater for him. But the matchup, the ballpark, certainly fits for Alex Wood today. So I think he's going to be a popular choice for people. Now, Patrick Corbin has been red hot. I mean, another guy with just unsustainable numbers, like 40% K rate so far this season, 9-12-6 strikeouts versus San Francisco, the Dodgers, and Colorado. Two of those starts, you know, came at home, and then the last start came on the road against San Francisco. Now he gets San Francisco again here. Typically, I do give the slight advantage to the hitters, but as we saw with Ohtani, he actually did a little bit better that second start versus Oakland. I don't think these numbers are sustainable, so I don't think I'm going to chase, and maybe I'll have, you know, egg on my face at the end of the day, because if he's going to give us the performances that we've seen from the strikeout side of things, we need to be playing him at just $9,800 on DraftKings or $9,500 on FanDuel. I just am not buying that skill set is actually that high after looking at the numbers last year. I'm not seeing one thing that points to saying like he is evolved that much as a pitcher to just kind of raise his strikeout rate to that magnitude. So I'm not going to quite buy it yet. I need to see it. San Francisco, you know, they're a team that doesn't strike out all that much. There's actually some pretty good BVP. Hunter Pence is a BVP all-star today, arguably the best on the slate against Patrick Corbin. And he's not really a strong favorite today at minus 137. And it's not like Johnny Cueto is a great pitcher in his own right. So I'm going to be wait and see on Patrick Corbin today as a starting pitcher in my lineups. But we got to pick somebody as our SP2. And again, I think I'm probably leaning towards Alex Wood as that guy. On the cheap, you know, Gio Gonzalez, he's not that cheap. He gets Zach Wheeler tonight. Wheeler looked great in that opening start. And boy, what a game DeGrom pitch. I mean, he was electric yesterday, by the way, until that bullpen just totally blew it. I'm a little bit leery on whether or not he can do it again. I mean, last season, he was not good. You know, a 5.21 earned run ERA, 3-7 in his 17 starts. Now, this is only his second start of the season, so and that last one was on the 11th. So we'll see if he can do it. But Miami and Washington, two very different teams here. So for that reason, I'm probably not going with him on the cheap, but the team totals in both of these games pretty low, with this game total at 7.5 with 46 degree temperatures out there. Bettis versus Trevor Williams, not a lot of interest there. Pivetta versus Folti, not a lot of interest there. Sal Romano against Junior Guerra, probably not looking to that. Again, a highest total there of 9 in that game. Not all that desirable. You know, Lance McCullers against the Mariners is kind of interesting, because I do think that the Mariners are going to get smoked in this game. I watched that start last night because I had a lot of exposure to Keuchel, who just gave you a classic Keuchel performance. The bats for Houston, they're close. What I mean by that is they're waiting for a bad pitcher for them to go against, and when that happens, they're going to explode. I think that's tonight with Ariel Miranda, who's just not a very good left-handed pitcher, and Altuve was inches away from a home run last night. Correa with great history, great pitcher splits or pitch splits against Miranda. George Springer with some BVP. I think Houston's going to absolutely destroy them today. So I love them. So I think you're going to get those win points. The question with McCullers has been, you know, keeping the ball in the strike zone. You know, 10 walks so far in 3 starts, with 9 of them coming in the last 2 against Minnesota and San Diego. But you got high upside in that K department at 6, 7, and 10 over the last 3 starts. So I think this is a guy who's going to fly definitely under the radar today, because he's 9,600 against Seattle. Alex Wood is cheaper than that over on DraftKings. He is 8,200. And I think naturally people are going to just flock to Wood, where McCullers, he's minus 176 today. I'll be surprised if that number does not grow a little bit greater here. Now, admittedly, Houston's running cold with the bats over the last like week or so. And when they go cold, they usually go cold. But I saw an interesting stat last night that says, like, as Correa goes, so does this offense so far this season. I love Correa today. So I think they get off the schneid, and I think McCullers, not a bad play for us today. I'm not playing David Price against a pretty prolific Angels team. I think Trevor Cahill, let's talk about him against the White Sox. I think if you want a crapper today, he's the guy to go to. This guy had pretty good stuff last season. Had a start in the minors, threw like 86 pitches or so. And I don't think like we got to worry about him not going deep enough in the game to get the win. And he's only 5,100 going against the White Sox, who's just leaves an offense that leaves a lot to be desired. Definitely an offense that strikes out a lot. We've seen, you know, other pitchers who aren't great put up good numbers against them this season. And you got to love that salary. And, you know, if you're going to play Kluber and you want to stack Astros, you're going to need to find, you know, some crummy pitching out there. And when I say crummy, I'm talking about salary-wise. And I think you can do a lot worse than Trevor Cahill with all the strikeouts that we have in this White Sox offense. It is not a bad ballpark at all for pitchers. The wind potentially could be blown out a little bit, but I like him today. Minus 169, the opening line that I've got on that game. So in terms of the value starting pitchers, he's the one that makes the most sense to me. And that's probably it. You know, Wainwright in Chatwood today, 37 degrees makes it intriguing. The wind potentially blowing in as well. If that game comes in at a 7, or it won't be less, if it's at a 7 today, I could have a little bit of interest going there. I think it opened yesterday at an 8 with the wind supposedly blowing out. Obviously, that game got postponed, but those temperatures are just freaking miserable to hit in. So, you know, Wainwright's not a guy that you love to play, certainly against a pretty good Chicago team, but he's had not bad history versus them so far. Just not a lot of K upside. The price is cheap, though, at 6,500 on DraftKings. You're obviously not playing him on FanDuel. You know, fantasy draft, another spot you could roll him out. But I think I want to see what Vegas's take is on that. probably rather pay down for him over Chatwood, who's a little bit more expensive than he is against that St. Louis offense. I'd take the savings. If I'm going to go in that game, I'll take the cheaper pitcher there. But anytime you get those kind of cold temps, I think you got to give it some consideration. All right, let's move on. We're going to go position by position today because we got to go a bit faster because we've got some NBA to hit up. But actually, before we do that, I'm going to tell you about a sponsor we've got today on the podcast. They're called 4hymns.com. Yes, 4hymns.com. I spell that F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com. And this is something that I've obviously had to deal with because 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. I certainly did it. More like 25 for yours truly. But if you're starting to notice that the hair is going, it's not too late because it's actually even easier for you to keep the hair you have than replace the hair you've lost. As somebody who's lost it, I can tell you that. Well, we've got a solution for you. It's 4hymns.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. And what's great about 4hymns is because we are lazy, we don't want to go to doctors because we don't want to have the time or maybe the quote-unquote embarrassment of it. This is so simple. Thanks to science, you know, baldness can not only be optional, they can certainly help you out with connecting you with real doctors. Again, this is not just, you know, some phony baloney, situation where herbal supplements. No. Real doctors, real medical grade solutions to treat things like hair loss, sexual wellness, and your skincare. So basically what you've seen is there's a lot of name brand prescriptions out there. I don't need to name them. You know what they are. And they cost a lot of money. Well, guess what? The patents on a lot of those things have run out. So that means that now you can do things like keep your hair at a much better price. There's no waiting room. There's no none of those awkward doctor's visits. You could save hours by going to 4hymns.com. You just answer a few questions. Doctor will review it. And then they'll prescribe you what you need. So products ship directly to your door. And I think it's worth giving it a try, fellas. You know, whatever you possibly could need, I hope you you give them a look at 4hymns.com. And this is what we've got going on. New listeners customers, my listeners are going to get a trial of Hymns for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So go to the website for full details. Normally going to cost you hundreds of bucks when you consider doctor visits and actual cost of those expensive drugs or at a pharmacy. So go to 4hymns.com/roto. That's 4hymns.com/roto. 4hymns.com/roto. Give it a try. See what you think. I think it's right up your alley for most of you. All right. Let's continue the conversation. Get into the bats here today. We said position by position. Let's start at the catcher spot tonight. And again, some of this depends on who's actually in the lineup, but I think one of the best spots for us to attack today is going to be Matt Moore. He is awful. It is a revenge game, I guess you could say, against Tampa, but this guy stinks. And we can get Wilson Ramos, who had a nice game yesterday at just, what, 2,800 over on DraftKings. I think we're going to want to save on some spots here. He's 2K on FanDuel. He's 57 on Fantasy Draft. Obviously, you don't need to play him on Fantasy Draft or FanDuel, but if you're on DraftKings, you need to play a catcher. He's probably going to be my catcher of choice when you can get him under 3K today. So he's definitely popping into projection models for me. I don't mind Yasmani Grandal as well. A guy with a 243 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Brian Mitchell, not anybody who is particularly good when you consider he's given up 4 hits, 5 walks, 3 hits, 6 walks, 8 hits, 3 walks in his 3 starts this season. So Grandal, pretty reasonable salary out there on DraftKings, FanDuel, and Fantasy Draft. And he just hit a home run last night, so could have the hot factor working for him. No reason not to give him a deep look, too. At just, what, 3,600 over on DraftKings. I do like the Houston Astros today, so we'll see who they put behind the plate tonight. If Gattis gets the call in terms of the DH spot. I definitely think he is a guy who could be in play for us. Max Stassi, the other guy who's probably going to draw the start. Don't love him or hate him all that much. I mean, he's obviously going to be getting a lot of playing time. He's 2,900, could be a path for another cheap catcher in a stack for you. But in terms of cash games, Ramos and Grandal going to be kind of my top choices here today at that spot. All right, let's move on to first base, where we called it yesterday in the show. CJ Krohn is a guy who's definitely in a good spot, and he did not disappoint at all against Matt Moore. So against Martin Perez. So he gets another gas can lefty today, and this is the kind of spot I'm willing to roll him out there at just 2,800 over there on DraftKings. On Fantasy Draft, he's at 5,400, so nice salary on him today. We don't have to pay down on every hitter for us, obviously. So, a guy like Joey Votto against Junior Guerra, I don't mind. A 413 weighted OBA, a 226 ISO. And speaking of ISO, he had an ISO of zero yesterday. No extra base hits. And then, of course, he got one yesterday. So we saw that Cincinnati offense, explode. And I have no problem going back there in one of the better hitting environments of the day. So keep your eye on him today as an excellent option. Joey Gallo went yard last night, and he gets Yanni Chirinos, who's actually been excellent so far this season for Tampa, but I just question how long he's going to be in the game. So in terms of home run upside, doesn't get much better than Joey Gallo today. The price somewhat reasonable today at just, 3,500 over on DraftKings, and against a game that's probably going to feature a lot of bullpen arms, I don't mind him as a guy to look at. A couple other pay-ups for me that I like tonight, Edwin Encarnacion. The weather scares me off a little bit, but I feel like this matchup versus Odorizzi is right up his alley. I like the salary on FanDuel a little bit more than DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, where he's only 3,400. So he is on my radar. Another catcher I didn't mention, Buster Posey, again, gets to face the left-hander today in Corbin. If you're not playing Corbin today, 398 WOBA, 206 ISO against lefties over the last couple of years for Buster Posey. The price kind of up, though, on DraftKings, up at 4,800, so it's going to be tough to make that buy, but just know that you're probably going to get him at pretty cheap ownership. So if you're going at a Trevor Cahill and being able to have some salary to spend, he's certainly one guy to consider. And if I like Grandal, I don't mind Cody Bellinger as well against Brian Mitchell today. Again, that team's expected to score some runs. One hit for him last game, but he's had hits in four consecutive games, and we know the power that Bellinger certainly has here today. So don't mind him as a first base option for us. Okay, moving on to second base, where, I said it before, I'm going to say I think Altuve has a monster game today. He's been a little bit slow out of the gate. For a guy who had, 24 home runs last year, nothing going for him so far this season. Should have picked one up last night. The one thing about Seattle, and it's funny because I got a night of watching baseball. Normally, my wife says, I don't want to watch baseball. But for whatever reason, yesterday she loved her book, so I got to watch baseball. And I watched a lot of it. And the one thing I know about Seattle, or learned about them, is that outfield for them is going to save them a lot of runs this season. They got so much speed out there in that outfield. And I think they mentioned it in the broadcast that they've already saved like six runs this season. There was a hit by Gurriel, I think it was last night, or Gonzalez, one of those two, which only had like a 25% catch probability. And sure enough, they made it. So that is a little bit of concern for, a team that's pretty good defensively. But I think Miranda is a bit of a gas can here tonight. And I love Houston to break out. So he's 4,800. Feels like a lot on DraftKings. But I'm willing to pay it. 94 on Fantasy Draft, 46 on FanDuel. I'm on Houston tonight, so I better be playing him. Adam Frazier, if you're on FanDuel today, if he leads off, only 2,200 against Colorado today. And anytime you can get a leadoff hitter for like min salary, you got to give him a little bit of consideration. So we've got him to look at. Wilmer Flores gets a lefty, Big T has already put Wilmer Flores in his lineup today because he always plays him versus left-handers. And reasonable price tag on fantasy draft at 6,300, 34 on DraftKings, and 27 on FanDuel. So I think he's definitely a guy that you want to keep your eyes on. Okay, moving on to third base here tonight. And again, Flores, a guy who will have some third base eligibility, but I really like Matt Carpenter. I kind of talked about it last night. His pitch makeup really matched well with Tyler Chatwood, and we didn't get to take advantage of it yesterday. The winds kind of, or the temperatures kind of suck there, but on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, really cheap price tag for him at 3,300 on DK, 6,300 on Fantasy Draft, 35 on FanDuel, a little bit more than you probably need to be paying. But I definitely think he's a guy to look at if you're playing on those two sites today. You know, let's see. You know, Bregman's fine, a part of a stack, but certainly not a huge savings that you're getting on that one today. Let's see. Man, not a lot I love. You know, Longoria versus a lefty, maybe against Corbin. Four hits over his last two games and pretty solid split. Still a 289 WOBA, 166 ISO over the last 2 years. That's actually not very good for Evan Longoria, but really cheap price tag for him tonight. I think Travis Shaw, that's a guy to kind of talk about here. Anytime he gets matched up versus a righty, we can give him a little bit of a look today. Price does not come at a discount at 4,100 on DraftKings. Jumped 700 off of his game yesterday. And this has got one of the higher game totals, team totals we have out there. Romano's not like a gas can. He throws pretty hard. But Shaw at 4,100, definitely a guy we can consider. And probably would prefer him over Frazier. And by the way, I missed Asdrubal Cabrera as another option at second base against Gio Gonzalez. Yeah, he's been hitting the ball really well. Great game for him last night. And another guy who really matched up well when I was looking at this matchup. So I don't mind him at second base. I want to make sure I don't forget about him, because if he's in my lineups and I don't talk about him, then people get mad. So I don't want that to happen. That's probably it. Again, I'm probably just going to be playing a ton of Jose Altuve today. At second base. Third base, again, Wilmer Flores is going to be, I think, the cash game play for me there. Okay, moving on to shortstop. Again, going back to the Astros tonight, Carlos Correa against Ariel Miranda. 436 weighted OBA, 363 the average. The ISO's 237. He's just destroyed the split. It's the slider that Miranda likes to throw so much, and Correa just eats up that pitch. Another guy who I think might hit a home run tonight. So really like him. He's going to be in most of my lineups today. If you're looking for savings, Hechavarria is so cheap batting in that two hole. He's 2K on FanDuel. If you're playing Kluber and you need some savings, you could probably do worse than him. He's not really a good hitter, but at 2K, like, he's going to, the lineup's going to turn over enough for him to at least have opportunities, which are always a good thing. Let's see. Trey Turner against Zach Wheeler. I don't mind this one. Again, the thing about Washington, they love to steal bases first in the league, and then you've got the Mets who suck at holding runners and throwing out base runners. So you put that two together, and you have a fast guy on leading off. If he draws some walks, he gets on base. I think there's a good chance we're going to see Trey Turner. I had a stolen base last night versus the Mets. So that is just huge upside for you. The price tag is not out of control at 44, 4,500. Again, I prefer Correa if I'm choosing between those two. But I think you can certainly make the argument for him just because of that speed upside, and the matchup really, really matches, you know, the matchup matches up, if that makes any sense. That's where I'm going today at shortstop. Just going to play a lot of Carlos Correa and some Trey Turner. I'm paying up. Again, if I play Trevor Cahill, I can get whatever I want into my lineup, I would think, today. If you're on Team BVP, Hunter Pence is only 2,700 on DraftKings versus Corbin. big BVP splits. Let's see if I got them up here somewhere. 15 for 35, four doubles and four home runs and a triple. That's good. That's nine extra base hits in 35 at-bats, four strikeouts, including three walks on top of that. So that is clear-cut, the top BVP of the day today. Just looking around at some other guys for you, just for your own perusal, since I've got this page up. George Springer, 4 for 15, with four of those hits going out of the ballpark today against Ariel Miranda. Again, I'm looking for strong numbers here. Jake Lamb, 6 of 16 with a couple of home runs. Juan Lagares, big numbers versus Gio Gonzalez, 17 for 45, three doubles, a triple, and a home run. But that's it. Those are the splits that really popping off the page for me today. Again, BVP, not something that I use exclusively, but, if I'm deciding between a couple of guys, definitely can be a tiebreaker for me. But Pence, dirt cheap out there, so if you're a believer there, you can go there. Matt Joyce, again, leading off for an Oakland team that scores more runs than people suspect. And even yesterday, he got there with 11 fantasy points, 5,700 on Fantasy Draft, 31 on DraftKings, 29 on FanDuel. So in your cash games, it definitely adds up. Adam Duvall is starting to get hot at the plate. Loved the matchup yesterday. And he's only 2,500 again on FanDuel, 3K on DraftKings, 6K on Fantasy Draft. And, he's got hits in four consecutive games. Yesterday, two doubles and, 17, 19 Fantasy Draft points each of the last two games. I don't see that slowing down here against Guerra. 307, 211 ISO versus righties, so he should just be fine. And then Billy Hamilton, it's funny. I played him on some DraftKings teams because last guy in, 3,100, you get the stolen base upside. And little did I know I would get three RBI from Billy Hamilton yesterday. So, again, huge upside at the top of that lineup in a game that's expected to score a lot of runs. If he learns how to hit the baseball the ability he has with his legs, huge upside guy. So definitely fine with him against Milwaukee today against Guerra. Hunter Renfroe, if you're going to leverage off of Alex Wood, he's the way to do it. Better numbers versus lefties, 443 weighted OBA, 355 ISO. And then same with Andrew McCutchen, just elite numbers versus lefties over the last 2 years, 439 WOBA, 315 ISO. So always a good way if you're not playing certain players to kind of get extra leverage on that. Of course, unless you're talking about Jacob DeGrom, then you play Bryce Harper. He hits a home run, and you still fail. All right, let me see. A couple other outfielders. I'll tell you a guy who I really like today from Boston, and that's J.D. Martinez. I was looking at some of Martinez's numbers versus the pitch type. Not a huge sample because not a lot of pitchers throw as hard as Ohtani does, but in the pitchers that he's faced that do, he has done really well over the last couple of years. Not too bad against that, fastball cutter, I think he throws. And J.D. Martinez, I'm going to call a home run for him today. Been swinging a pretty hot bat. Doesn't come at a particularly great discount. 47 on DraftKings, 4K on FanDuel, 9,100 over on Fantasy Draft. But I'm calling a home run today against Ohtani. Probably at pretty low ownership as well. Again, that one popped for me in the plate IQ research I did this morning. Let's see. I was looking at some models today. They've got Milwaukee popping. You got guys like Domingo Santana under 3K over there on FanDuel today. Hits near the top of that lineup. Brian Braun at 3,300 did not end up playing yesterday. So a couple of names for you to possibly consider in your lineups tonight. All right. I think that covers it for baseball today. I want to get to a little basketball tonight. We got a three-game slate. And the amazing thing is these basketball slates are bigger than the MLB slates. Yeah, basketball's a beast. It absolutely is. And I love this first round where we get three or four games in a slate. That is just so perfect for me. I mean, even last night, the two-game slates, there's definitely an edge to be had sometimes in those. Showdowns, not my cup of tea, but I expect those to get a big push during the playoffs. But We got a three-gamer tonight, a four-gamer, I think, coming up. So the first couple of rounds going to be exciting here. And as we saw, I think it's important to kind of look at each game independently and not just necessarily say what happened that previous game is going to happen the next game. Tonight, you know, Washington versus Toronto. One thing that stands out to me, I've got DraftKings pricing up right now, is Bradley Beal is under 7K here versus Toronto. He's averaged 43 fantasy points against them in the five matchups, and he's going to play like another probably 40 minutes tonight. He's just too good of a player to be at that price. And I know DeRozan is a good defender. I do realize that, you know, the DVP lines up is one of the toughest you have in the league, but that's just too cheap of a price tag for him tonight. So I think Bradley Beal at 6,800 is a guy that's going to be an anchor of a bunch of my lineups today. I'm going to give you a value name today that I expect to play minutes because, well, Nurkic can't guard Anthony Davis. Nobody can really guard Anthony Davis. But we saw Zach Collins get 22 minutes last game. He's 3,100 here tonight. Scored you 21 fantasy points. I think they're going to need him out of necessity just because they don't have a big body that can keep up with him. It is not going to be Nurkic, I don't think. And I'd expect Zach Collins to get more runs. So if you're looking for a 3K crapper today so you can play some Anthony Davis, so you can play some Damian Lillard, he's a path to doing that. And I do like Dame Lillard to respond here. Just awful shooting that last game. 6 of 23 from the field. But that hasn't really been an indicator of his success all season long. You know, despite shooting the ball so terribly last game, he still had 43 DraftKings points. He's been averaging 47 DraftKings points in the five games against New Orleans this season. If he shoots 10 for 23, that's a 50 burger for Dame Lillard. I'm playing him at 9,300. I think he is a plug-and-play today, especially in a game that is, you hate to say must win, but falling down 0-2, and you've had your first two games at home, that's a bad spot to be in. That's not ideal for anyone. So I probably would prefer Lillard over John Wall if I'm choosing between those two. But yeah, just a guy that's going to be a priority for me. I think we're going to see a little bit better Eric Bledsoe than we saw in that opening game. I mean, Rozier crossed him up big time and, you know, kind of helped put that game to a close. And I love going to guys after, you know, coming off kind of bad games today. And you know the ownership on him is going to be minuscule out there in tournaments. He's 6,500. It's not a great matchup, but I do think Milwaukee's going to show up and play a lot better here tonight. They didn't play that bad. They almost won that game. So as a tournament play, I think Bledsoe is certainly a guy that we can look at a little bit. Let's see, a few other names for us. I think my priority pay-up is going to be Giannis today. I think he gets it done. Played 45 minutes in that last game. Obviously, we had some overtime, but they need him on the floor an absolute ton. He scored 35 points, and he didn't make a bucket outside of like 8 feet. Not that he's a great shooter by any measure, but I think Antetokounmpo is going to get some calls, and I like him as kind of my centerpiece. More than Anthony Davis, both those guys are really good. I mean, Anthony Davis is going to get his. He's going to take a ton of shots, going to get a bunch of rebounds. I'm just a little bit worried about how that game goes. I think there's a chance that Portland could put it on him. I mean, that's a tough place to play, tough place to win. And I think Portland's probably going to have a much easier time in that one, where I think a team like Milwaukee, much more desperate, and they need Antetokounmpo to play at a high level. You know, Boston's guys went crazy last game, and they definitely limited their rotation a little bit. We saw Morris play 35 minutes. We saw Tatum, you know, play over 40 minutes. I don't know if I want to quite. I don't think it's quite chasing on Tatum at 6,300. Feels a little bit too cheap out there today, so I don't mind him as, you know, a middle tier guy, but I also think he's going to drive a ton of ownership today. So that kind of worries me. Interestingly enough, DraftKings did not boost all those guys up after, you know, big games. Rozier went up a little bit, but, you know, even Jaylen Brown at 6K, That's, what, 400 more than he was last game. So I don't mind him to, you know, in that kind of middle range if you're looking there. DeLon Wright at 4,500 played really well in that game, but I don't know if he's going to shoot 7 of 10, 3 of 4 from long distance and kind of put up the gaudy numbers that he did in that previous game. So I'd much kind of rather take a shot on a guy like, you know, maybe Kelly Oubre potentially at 4,200. He didn't play well at all that previous game, but a guy who I expect to get a little bit more run maybe this time out. So I don't love him, but, you know, I told you Zach Collins is my like cheap guy that I'm going with here tonight. And Mike Scott, I don't mind him too. He actually played really well when he was in the game, and Gortat is just washed. So I think I'd probably prefer Scott as another kind of cheap option. I'm buying John Henson at 46 again. I think that 37 minutes that he played last game was pretty real. Yes, there's an outlier. He had 6 blocks in that game. That's probably not going to happen this go-round. But he's only 4,600. I think he can actually score a little bit more than we saw. But anybody who's on the floor 30-plus minutes at that price point, I like him. I mean, he's cheaper than Greg Monroe or Gortat. I think he's better than those guys. Valanciunas, again, his minutes were still down versus Washington. He's not a guy who plays a ton of minutes. At 5,700, not a bad price on him if you want multiple centers. Al Horford, he's the one who got the biggest jump. He was kind of a cash game lock last week, but he went up, or last game, but went up $1,300 here for Boston. Went from $6,000 to $7,300. I'll be fine kind of fading him a little bit. I don't see 5 blocks and steals for him. 24 points, huge kind of outlier for him as well in that game. So I'm not going to chase the Al Horford points tonight. Okay, I think that covers it for today. Those are the guys that I'm looking to play most in my hoops lineups. Take advantage of these 3-game slates. They're great and big money to be won. And be sure to check out our premium videos. We're doing them one a day here. Well, we've got some good slates for our NBA premium subscribers or our just monthly premium subscribers. So if you're in for baseball and you're like, yeah, I'll dabble in NBA, watch that video. It'll certainly help you out. So again, we are combining all of our premium like we do. We don't make you buy for baseball, buy it for basketball, buy it for golf. Just get the monthly, you get it all. And I'll tell you, lots of great stuff happening here at rotogrinders.com. But I got to get out of here. Thanks so much for listening, being a part of what we do. If you've got feedback, you know where to find me. Check out our sponsors, Fantasy Draft, forhims.com/roto. Use that link. And greatly appreciate it if you want to use their services. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on rotogrinders.com. See you, everybody.